Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and kind of a listener discretion I want to throw out there.
No. Make sure you are listening. There's no discretion. Make sure your kids especially are listening.
A listener discretion I want to throw out there. If you got little ones,
they definitely want to listen to this.
If you have little ones, this might scare them.
That's the point.
So I'm throwing out a listener discretion. Alex apparently wants every kid to hear this.
Have you watched any of the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix yet?
I have not.
Well, it's an adaptation, if you don't know, of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, but it's super dark and talks about stories of the occult and stuff. And the latest episode borrowed heavily from an old, super scary Icelandic Christmas folklore story where an old, scary witch named Grilla comes down from the mountains with her 13 kids who lick pots and sniff doors.
What?
So let me tell you the story of Grilla, the Christmas witch, and it is nothing short of disturbing. Way scarier than Krampus, if you've ever heard of Krampus.
Not even possible.
Children are so scared of Grilla that if you even try to just draw her, two or three will have to leave the room, so get ready for the creepiest Christmas tale of all time. Grilla is a giant troll-looking witch monster who has long, dirty, stringy hair, a giant nose, warts all over her face, horrifying glowy dead eyes, and a horned tail. Grilla lives in the mountains and is always in a bad mood due to her insatiable hunger for children. Each Christmas, Grilla comes down from her mountain dungeon to hunt for naughty children. She kidnaps them in the middle of the night and puts them in a sack and drags them as they scream back to her cave. Inside of her cave is where she boils the children alive to make a pot of her favorite stew. The ironic part is that Grilla is a mom herself to 13 sons called the Yule Lads, and she even has a cat named the Yule Cat. She had her 13 sons with two previous husbands who she ended up killing because they bored her. I think she must have been the first feminist in Iceland. Her 13 sons are equally as scary and ugly. They wear old, raggedy clothes like their mom, have bushy whiskers, and have big, round bellies. They're like the Hell's Angels, but without bikes. And each one is named after his appearance or special skill. Their skills, by the way, are weird pranks or petty crimes, and they also like to eat children. What are the names of some of these Yule lads? Meat Hook, Window Peeper, Sausage Scraper, Bowl Licker, Spoon Licker, Pot Scraper, Stubby, and Door Sniffer.
You scared me when you said Sausage Scraper. I don't want my sausage scraped.
So those are just some of the Yule lads. But there is a way to tell if Grilla is coming to get you in the middle of the night when you're tucked into your bed, children.
Well, good. How do we know this?
Before children get in bed in the night leading up to Christmas, they have to put their shoes by the window. And in the morning, if they find a potato in one of their shoes, that means the Yule lads put it there as a sign that their evil witch mom, Grilla, is going to eat you next.
No!
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in the Garbage, an update on the Super Bowl halftime show drama, what Bella Hadid revealed about the weekend, and a movie has people on the internet up in arms.